I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Montana's U.S. senators say they're disappointed that President Trump's nominee to lead the Indian Health Service has been withdrawn, and they say the agency is in dire need of qualified leadership. The IHS has been without a permanent director since 2015.
I'm expecting better, and I'm hoping the administration will send us a highly qualified candidate.
That's Senator Steve Daines, who said he didn't get a favorable impression of insurance broker Robert Weaver when he met with him after Weaver was nominated to lead the IHS. The Republican senator, like Democrat John Tester, sits on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs.
I don't think he is the leader that the IHS needed, and it is definitely for the best that he's no longer under consideration. I was not alone with the concerns I had about Mr. Weaver for such an important role.
Weaver came under fire in January when the Wall Street Journal quoted former colleagues alleging that he exaggerated his prior work experience. Last week, Weaver's nomination was withdrawn from consideration for the job. Since then, he's written that he was, quote, forced out, and that his nomination was involuntarily withdrawn by the White House. On Tuesday, Weaver wrote that press accounts of his work history are baseless and incorrect. He's not replied to an interview request from MTPR and NPR. You can find links to web posts Weaver has written defending himself on our website, mtpr.org. Senator John Tester said research by the Senate revealed problems with Weaver's nomination, who he said initially appeared to be a good fit for the job.
This position has been without somebody for nearly 3 years. Filling this position is not optional. It is part of the trust and treaty responsibility of this country that has with tribes. And we need to get this position filled as soon as possible. There are a lot of good people out in this country that can do this job. The administration needs to get us somebody who we can confirm that has the skill set to do this job, and sooner rather than later.
Tester sent President Trump a letter Monday expressing those sentiments. I asked him if he faulted the Trump administration for nominating someone who'd not been properly vetted for the top job at IHS.
No, I think this can happen. What I think is really important moving forward, Eric, is that they get us somebody much sooner than later so we can get them confirmed. And I think that's what's really important. If they dilly-dally on this and this position's left open, it's a major problem for Indian Health Service and not good for Native American folks that are depending upon Indian Health Service for their health care.
The next IHS leader will face significant challenges providing care to the 3.7 million American Indians and Alaska Natives eligible to use it. In treaties, tribes were promised health care in return for giving up nearly all of their ancestral lands to the federal government. This month, the National Indian Health Board told Congress that the IHS's current budget of $4.8 billion will meet less than half the need for Native American health care nationwide. Last year, that group of tribal leaders told Congress that, bigger picture, the Indian Health Service needs $32 billion phased in over 12 years. Senator Daines is not convinced that money is the IHS's biggest issue.
It's not just a funding issue. Throwing more money at it is not going to solve the fundamental problem of lack of accountability and lack of leadership.
Daines would not commit on whether he thinks the current IHS budget is adequate. He said the agency needs to prioritize and look at where it spends its money.
One of the areas we need to address is to ensure that the compensation structure for the health professionals that serve, the folks that are right there on the front lines delivering health care in Indian country, that the wages they're provided are competitive so we can attract and retain good healthcare professionals. That is an area that needs to be addressed, and that is what we need to prioritize.
Senator Tester has a different view.
It's well documented that IHS has been underfunded now for decades, and you can't get blood out of a turnip. You can't get healthcare out of an agency that doesn't have enough money to be able to do the job that they're required to do. And so IHS needs a good person, a visionary person, somebody who has experience leading it going forward. But Congress also needs to do its job and make sure IHS has the dollars it needs, no more, no less, to do the job it's required, and that's take care of the Indian people.
The Trump administration has not yet announced a new nominee to lead the Indian Health Service. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.